two sides of the brain. And it seems when they are cut, one side doesn't quite know what the other side is doing. And one person may say in words that he doesn't know anything about something, when in his actual action he's doing it, as he may see something and respond to it with his movement.
Mm, quite.
But if you ask him about it, he doesn't know anything about it.
Quite. I understand.
So they have said that perhaps one side of the brain is the unconscious and the other side is, the verbal side is conscious. I don't know. But then there's a deeper part of the brain, the base, which is common. No, that's the part where feelings are. It's the center of attention and the center of emotion and so on, which probably connects both sides, but it works on both sides.
Quite.
Yeah. Now, would you say that possibly there is an unconscious mind which is not merely forgotten or repressed or, you know, which works when you talk, you see?
I can't find it.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Look, you make notes and you read. That's one way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you have done that for a number of years, then you get a certain skill. That's one thing. Then the skill in talking, but that's not the answer. What takes place?
Well, see, whatever you say does not come from the purely verbal part of the brain, do you see?
Yes,
unless it's rather trivial.
Of course.
And now one view is that it may come from something deeper, which you're not conscious, generally. You see, there was, for example, these studies where the brain was cut, and it appears that, say, the perception of music is on this side of the brain, which is the opposite of the word, you say, the perception of visual things and so on. And there seems to be a function of the brain that is nonverbal. It may still be a thought of some kind, I don't know, very much less defined, not verbal thought. I mean, it can be conditioned, so memory may still be in it. Now, you see, what we're doing is we're coming out with, then there's a connection of those two. So the word could express something which is nonverbal.
So is there in the brain